Thank you, Ian. Our last set of stories start with a charity event by the Pink Ladies. The Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run is set to return this summer. On July the 6th, 197 women will drive a 20-mile route through South Norfolk and North Suffolk on pink decorated tractors to raise money for Cancer Research UK's Breast Cancer Appeal. To date, the annual event has raised £1.22 million. The event draws thousands of spectators who cheer on the participants along the route, which starts at Thorpe Abbott's airfield. Many of the participants have never driven a tractor before.
A man cycled 255 miles in 24 hours to raise money for charity. Stuart Howlett, a Make Ready coordinator for the East of England Ambulance Service, started his gruelling journey at 5 a.m. on June the 11th from King's Lynn Ambulance Station. He aimed to visit all of the 17 ambulance stations in Norfolk, completing the entire loop and making it back to Lynn at 2 a.m. the following morning. Mr. Howlett said the day was one to remember. I'll never forget turning into the final home station. It was jaw-dropping for me. Blue lights from the ambulances lit up the front of the station and the night crews were there to welcome him. All in all, a fabulous day. I'm now physically broken, but it was worth it. He has raised £3,556 so far, aiming for a target of £5,255. The money will go towards life-saving equipment or well-being support for frontline colleagues.
Electric buses are helping to drive fresh air improvements in Norwich. A fleet of 76 fully electric buses have contributed to a steady decline in nitrogen dioxide levels in the city since October 2023. Recent data shows the lowest nitrogen dioxide readings to date in May 2025 at 16.5 micrograms per cubic metre. Councillor Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport at Norfolk County Council, said, "These new electric vehicles produce zero tailpipe emissions, which means a cleaner, greener environment for people to live, work and enjoy." The first electric buses arrived in October 2023, with 70 in service by April 2024. More than half of the Norwich network operated by First Bus is now electric, accounting for more than 60% of journeys through Castle Meadow in the city centre.
A 95-year-old Chelsea pensioner who appeared on Britain's Got Talent has been made an MBE. Colin Thackeray, who won Britain's Got Talent in 2019, was named in the King's Birthday Honours for services to charitable fundraising and the armed service community. Mr. Thackeray, a veteran of the Korean War, has supported numerous causes, including the Boudicca Prest Cancer Unit at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Mr. Thackeray performed a charity concert in Norwich to raise funds for the Breast Cancer Unit, a cause close to his heart. His late wife, Joan, was cared for at the NNN University Hospital before she died of breast cancer in 2016. Mr. Thackeray joined the British Army at 15 and served for nearly 25 years with deployments in Malaya and Korea. He became a Chelsea pensioner in 2017 and has since dedicated himself to supporting the armed forces community and remembrance events across the UK.
A ceremony has marked the start of Armed Forces Week in Norfolk. The event, which took place in Norwich, featured a civic procession, a small service, and the raising of a special flag. the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor Paul Kendrick, and Sheriff Stuart Wright invited guests to the ceremony. Standard bearers and representatives of the armed forces, both past and present, were also present. Reverend Catherine Wadhams of St Peter Mancroft Church led the prayers, following a short welcome speech from the Lord Mayor.
A Norwich street has been taken over by a sudden swarm of bees. Folk living in Jex Road in the NR5 postcode were left flabbergasted when a bizarre buzzing sound accompanied what appeared to be a snow flurry. But a closer look revealed the snowflakes to be a massive swarm of bees. Andrew Delbridge, director of Old Catton-based ACE Pest Control and registered beekeeper, suggested this could be a sign of things to come. He said 2025 is the year of the insect. We are receiving an increasing number of calls regarding wasps, bedbugs, ants and bees during the hot and dry spring we have experienced. ACE Pest Control is offering free advice and identification of bees for anyone unsure about a swarm. They can be contacted at 0777 857 4991. That's 0777 857 4991.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it into a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Please keep listening now for June's edition of Just Talk. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from us, Lorne and Robin, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.